Blessings to Israel presents Discerning the Times, a program committed to encouraging you to view current events through the lens of the Bible. Now, in honor of the one and only true God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, please join us for today's program.
I feel like the past couple games I missed some good ones that I thought would drop, but you just keep on shooting. Keep on shooting them. I work on it. Like Coach says, reps removed out. I just, keep going to work every single day, trusting my shot, trusting my work, and it's paying off. And I give all the glory to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for giving me these gifts and, just being able to, glorify Him in heaven.
Welcome to Discerning the Times. My name is Brian Thomas. So great to be with you, as always. And that voice in the opening clip was second-year point guard for the Detroit Pistons out of Purdue University. His name is Jaden Ivey, and you heard him say he gives glory to our Lord for the gifts that He has given him. And we are just so grateful that men and women like Jaden are proclaiming our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because in the midst of what we see in society today, there's a lot of negativity. And I'll admit, with this program, we talk about a lot of that negativity, a lot of the things that the Bible says would be ills of the last days. And we talk about it because it is biblical. But the Bible also tells us there are a lot of positives that will be taking place in the last days. And so we're going to look at the positives today when we see again the proclamation of our great Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So I want to wish everyone a very happy resurrection weekend. We are celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection of our great Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as we think about His death, it is a great time to remind you that your eternal state is far more important than your current state. If you have never received Him as Lord and Savior, I urge you to come to Him today. Otherwise, you will spend eternity in the lake of fire separated from God. So will you please accept Jesus Christ, the gift that He gave to us when He shed His blood at Calvary? He took on what we deserved, and He did it because of His great love and mercy and compassion. And He paid the debt for sin, but you have to accept it. So will you please give your heart to Jesus Christ on today? All right, folks. So we're going to continue again looking at just great proclamations that are being made throughout our society, proclaiming Jesus Christ as Lord and King. Because as we look at Resurrection Day, we are looking back on what Jesus Christ did for us, but we're also going to look forward in that He is coming back again. Yes, He died, He was buried, but He rose from the dead. And when He rose, He went to heaven. And now He is at the right hand of the Father, awaiting the command to return to the earth. So we're going to look at that on today, as again, we celebrate the resurrection of our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But I want to return to Jaden Ivey in this interview that he was given, a post-game interview after a win over the Brooklyn Nets just a few weeks ago, because he wasn't done. He is declaring that Jesus Christ is coming back again.
Definitely young legs. but you just continue to push through fatigue. Everybody has fatigue, everybody's human. There's no way you can say, you can play a full game and not be tired. but definitely just pushing through fatigue and continuing to stay with it and just play hard. And, I'm really, really excited for us, really excited that we got a win tonight, but most importantly, the growth was there tonight.
Pretty good.
Oh, before we leave, I just wanted to just kind of, first, I just want to say that Jesus is the way, the truth, the life, and to any of, the world that's hearing this message, the kingdom of heaven is near. Jesus is coming back, and we all have to repent for our sins, and we have to put our faith in Jesus. He will come back when you least expect it, and it's time to wake up if you haven't put your faith in Jesus Christ.
Oh man, I tell you, that just warms my heart to hear that this young man, Jaden Ivey, is proclaiming that Jesus Christ is the way. He is the only way to eternal salvation. and he is declaring that he is coming back again. Again, after a basketball game, the National Basketball Association, and here this man is using the platform to proclaim Jesus Christ. And that's not something that we see very often in our society. And let me just say, I speak about sports in the past, and I just want to say that I do think our society, we tend to idolize celebrities and athletes. And I try to remind people, as a sports fan myself, that it's nothing wrong with playing sports. There's nothing wrong with following sports, but we have to keep it in its right perspective. And sadly, a lot of people make an idol out of sports. And so I'm sharing this because of not to elevate these people that I'm sharing with you today to idols, but I'm sharing it with you because they do have large platforms, but they're using these platforms to proclaim Jesus Christ. And so it brings so much joy to my heart. I want you to look at Matthew chapter 28, verses 1-7. Read. Now, after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven and came and rolled back the stone from the door and sat on it. His countenance was like lightning and his clothing as white as snow. And the guards shook for fear of him and became like dead men. But the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." So our Lord went to the cross, but as I said earlier, he didn't stay in the grave. He went to the cross, he died, he was buried, but he didn't stay in the grave. He rose, just as the scripture declares, and as Jaden Ivey said, he is coming back again. But there is another voice. Not only is Jaden Ivey declaring the coming of Christ, there's another voice very popular in our society that I want you to hear and what he is proclaiming as well.
But I think as time rolls on, people are going to understand the need to have some sort of divine structure to things, some sort of belief in the sanctity of love and of truth. And a lot of that comes from religion. A lot of people's moral compass and the guidelines that they've used to follow to live a just and righteous life has come from religion. And unfortunately, a lot of very intelligent people, they dismiss all of the positive aspects of religion because they think that the stories are mere superstitious fairy tales, that, you know, they have no place in this modern world, and, you know, we're inherently good and your ethics are based on your old moral compass and we all have one, and that's not necessarily true. We need Jesus. I think for real. Like, if he came back now, it'd be great. Like, Jesus, if you're thinking about coming back
right now,
now's a good time.
Yeah, pretty soon. Yeah.
Now, if you couldn't tell, that was the voice of Joe Rogan. And I don't think Joe Rogan is a Christian. I don't think he's a born again believer in Christ. I don't know a lot about him, but yet he is declaring the coming of Christ. And again, it brings joy to my heart to see these platforms that are proclaiming the great news, proclaiming the gospel, and proclaiming that Jesus Christ is coming back again. In the book of Acts, chapter 1, verses 9-11. Now, when he had spoken these things, while they watched, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, who also said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will so come in like manner as you saw him go into heaven." So again, I don't think Joe Rogan is a born again believer in Christ. I pray that he comes to receive him if he has not. But yet he is proclaiming what this passage prophesies, that Jesus Christ is coming back again. And we shouldn't dismiss what Rogan is saying, because he is speaking truth. Even if he's not received Christ as Lord and Savior, he is speaking truth. And it's nothing new in terms of the Bible has previous accounts in which pagans declared the truth of our great Lord. We saw it with King Nebuchadnezzar, who actually wrote a chapter of the Bible in the book of Daniel. We saw it with the Pharaoh of Egypt, who proclaimed that the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, Jacob, the God of Moses was the one and only true God. So I'm just blown away and just filled with joy at seeing these people who are proclaiming Jesus Christ as the way and that he is coming back again. But I'm not going to stop with Jaden Ivey and Joe Rogan, because there's another. CJ Stroud is also giving credit to Jesus.
He is fired up. And you told me you've been dreaming about this day since you were 5 years old. What is it like to be the number two overall pick in the draft?
Yeah, first and foremost, I ought to always give my Lord and Savior all the credit, Jesus Christ, man. Without him, I wouldn't be here. It's the reason I'm here.
You're getting emotional.
Yes, ma'am. This took a lot of hard work.
A lot of hard work. And you're going to a team that's looking for a new identity. Got a new head coach, looking for a leader. What do you bring?
I bring me. I'll bring a man of God. I'll bring a leader.
All right. So again, I am sharing these declarations to you, not to idolize these men because of the great platforms and the talents that they have, but because of the fact that they are using it to glorify our Lord. And CJ Stroud is a Houston Texans rookie quarterback out of Ohio State. He's giving credit to Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And I love the fact that he seems to take every opportunity he has behind the microphone to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. And may that be a lesson for all of us. So we're going to pause for a brief announcement, but please don't go away, because we're not done. On the other side, we're going to come back with more great declarations that are giving praise, credit, glory, and honor to our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. May that be the heart of us all as we are celebrating the resurrection of our great Lord and King. Don't go away. Back with more on the other side.
You are tuned into Discerning the Times. If you believe in what we stand for, would you consider partnering with us? Our partners program is based on Genesis 12:3. I will bless those who bless you. For a recurring donation of $12.03 per month, you can help us share the message of Discerning the Times as we await our Lord's return to Israel. For more information, please visit our website, blessingstoisrael.com, or write to us at Blessings to Israel, P.O. Box 266, Knightdale, North Carolina, 27545. Now, let's return to the conclusion of today's program.
Welcome back to Discerning the Times. My name is Brian Thomas. So great to be with you on this resurrection weekend as we are celebrating the resurrection of our great Lord and Savior, our King, Jesus Christ. And folks, I am just filled with joy because Jesus died for my sins. He died for your sins. He made it so that we can have the opportunity for eternal life if we will just accept him. And the joy even goes higher when I think about the fact that he did not stay in the grave, but he rose from the dead. And now he's at the right hand of the Father. And my joy goes even higher when I think about the fact that he is coming back again for us who have placed our faith and trust in him. So before the break, we heard Houston Texans rookie quarterback CJ Stroud. And I want you to hear more of what he has to say when it comes to our Lord Jesus Christ.
CJ Stroud throws for 470 yards, which is an NFL rookie record for yardage, 5 touchdowns, which ties the rookie record, and the Houston Texans go to 4-4.
And Bill, we were just as excited about you watching that one afterwards. It was Evan Washburn with CJ Stroud.
Well, CJ, there's a lot to sort through after that game, but let's start with the game-winning touchdown to Tank Dell. What'd you see?
First and foremost, man, I got to give all glory and praise to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, man. These last couple weeks, man, been up and down. I've been going through a lot on and off the field, man. But when you give your life to the Lord, man, he gives you opportunities, and it's what you do with it. So he gave me this opportunity to come back in a 2-minute drill, and we run great routes, got great time management with the coaches, and we go score a touchdown. It's really big for us. Yeah,
Now, I will confess that I'm not much of an NFL fan. I don't follow the game that closely. I am a big college football fan and basketball fan, but I don't see a lot of the games in the NFL. But I have seen numerous clips of CJ Stroud giving glory to Jesus Christ when he's interviewed. And for that particular clip, it's my understanding that when NBC re-aired it, they edit out the reference to Jesus Christ. they did not want that going out over the air. The fact that he is proclaiming Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life, and he gives credit and glory and honor to our great Lord and King. Because the thing is, CJ Stroud knows that even if you don't proclaim him now, the day is going to come when everyone is going to proclaim Jesus Christ as Lord. Philippians chapter 2, verses 8 through 11 reads, "And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, of those in heaven and of those on earth and of those under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." So the text tells us clearly, everyone who has ever walked this earth, everyone who has ever lived, is going to declare that Jesus Christ is Lord. Every tongue shall confess, every knee shall bow of all who have ever lived, that Jesus Christ is Lord. What a day that will be when he is proclaimed by all that he is truly Lord. But the thing about it is, folks, you can proclaim him today if you will come and accept him, because you're either going to proclaim him as Lord willingly or unwillingly, but you're still going to do it because there's no denying that Jesus Christ is truly Lord. So I applaud and I commend CJ Stroud, Joe Rogan, and Jaden Ivey for their proclamations of Jesus Christ. But I have another, I'm not done. We have more athletes that are proclaiming Jesus Christ. This is a post-game interview back from June of 2023, following the Women's College World Series. This is the Oklahoma Sooners softball team.
For the players, I know you talked about keeping the joy of the game, but I'm curious, it's a long season, right? And you guys have had the target on your back the entire time, the win streak being number one. How do you handle the unique pressure that comes with that? How do you keep the joy for so long when anxiety seems like a thing that could very easily set in?
Well, the only way that you can have a joy that doesn't fade away is from the Lord. And any other type of joy is actually happiness that comes from circumstances and outcomes. And I think Coach has said this before, but joy from the Lord is really the only thing that can keep you motivated, just in a good mindset, no matter the outcomes. Thankfully, we've had a lot of success this year, but if it was the other way around, joy from the Lord is the only thing that can keep you embracing those memories, moments, friendships, and all of that. So that's really the only answer to that, because there's no other way that softball can bring you that, because of how much failure comes in it and just how much of a roller coaster the game can be.
1,000% agree with Grace Lyons. I went through that my freshman year. I was so happy to win the college. I've talked about this before, but I was just so happy that we won the College World Series, but I didn't feel joy. I didn't know what to do the next day. I didn't know what to do for that following week. I didn't feel filled, and I had to find Christ in that. And I think that is what makes our team so strong, is that we're not afraid to lose, because if it's not the end of the world if we do lose. Yes, obviously we've worked our butts off to be here and we want to win, but it's not the end of the world because our life is in Christ and that's all that matters.
Yeah, I think a huge thing that we've really just latched onto is eyes up. And you guys see us doing this and pointing up, but we're really like fixing our eyes on Christ. And that's something where, like they were saying, you can't find a fulfillment in an outcome, whether it's good or bad. And I think that's why we're so steady in what we do, and our love for each other and our love for the game, because we know this game is giving us the opportunity to glorify God. Mm-hmm. And I just think once we figured that out and that was our purpose and everyone was all in with that, it's really changed so much for us. And I mean, I know myself, I've seen so much of a growth in myself with once I turned to Jesus and I realized how he had changed my outlook on life, not just softball, but understanding how much I have to live for, and that's living to exemplify the kingdom. And I think that brings so much freedom. And I'm sure everyone's story is similar, but we all have those great testimonies that have really like shown how awesome it is to play for something bigger. And I think that's just what brings me so much joy. And no matter the outcome, whether we get a trophy in the end or not, this isn't our home. And I think that's what's amazing about it is we have so much more. We have an eternity of joy with our Father, and I'm so excited about that. And yes, I live in the moment, but I know this isn't my home. And no matter what, my sisters in Christ will be there with me in the end when we're with our King. So,
Patty, you've got to keep your eye on the prize and really work with these players on their skill set. But I think from a human nature perspective, it's easier to learn from failure and from losing than it is from winning. How do you try to stay on top of these players and keep them improving throughout the year when there is that kind of challenge within there?
I think they just gave you the answer. So again, they're unapologetic about the way they feel and what they believe. And that makes my job easier because I'm with them in that. So like we're not looking at what could happen or, oh, the pressure. There is pressure, right? But these guys have embraced it. They love it. They love the big moments because the big moments are the moments that they'll never forget and how it happened. And when we come back 10 years from now, they're going to laugh and remember some fun times and so forth. But they just don't break because they have the right mentality about the way they play the game.
Oh, man, my heart is just so overflowing with joy. And for those of you watching on video, did you notice when the third teammate finished speaking, she looked at her teammate next to her. They smiled and gave each other a fist bump. Oh, man, I love it. With all the promotion of evil in our society today, seeing this joy of the Lord exemplified brings so much joy to my heart. These are beautiful young ladies. And I say they're beautiful because of not their outward appearance, although their outward appearance is that they are attractive young ladies. But I'm speaking about the inwardness, their hearts for Jesus Christ, their heart for the Lord. And here we see three young women who are about the age of 20 years old, and they are saying that true joy only comes from Jesus. It doesn't come from softball. And they are declaring that they have an eternity of joy with our King that they are looking forward to. And folks, again, that is what my heart is. That is why I say your eternal state is far more important than your current state. And the great thing is they have a coach that supports them. So again, we give praise, honor, and glory to our Lord and Savior. When I hear these young ladies speak, it reminds me of Acts chapter 2, verses 16 and 17. But this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says God, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. We see a precursor, a foreshadow of this prophecy with these people, these young women, young men who are declaring the glory of our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we've heard so many say, he is coming back again. Revelation 1:7, behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him, and all tribes of the earth shall mourn because of him. Even so, amen. And every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, we are praying the coming of our great Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. When we say thy kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven, that is the kingdom of our Lord when he's coming back to rule and reign from the earth. So the question that I have for you today is, have you accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? I urge you to do so today because Acts 2:21 says, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That is all you have to do is call on the name of the Lord and you can have eternal life. Your sins will be forgiven and you can be found righteous. You will be justified through Jesus Christ if you will receive him. So I'm asking you today, if you've never received him as Lord and Savior, please receive our Lord on today because the time is near, folks. And that's why our Lord said in the book of Luke, when he spoke to the Pharisees and Sadducees, he said, you can discern the weather. When you look into the sky, you see the clouds, you can tell there's foul weather. He said, you can discern the face of the sky, but how is it that you do not discern the signs of the times? Jesus Christ is coming back again. They didn't recognize it at his first coming. May we not make the same mistake concerning his second coming, because our Lord is coming back again. And I'm just so grateful that God is raising up these voices to declare our great Lord and King. So as we wrap things up for this week, again, let us remember the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Had it not been for Jesus, all of us would be headed for the lake of fire. We all would be headed for eternal damnation. And so today I publicly declare him as my Lord. I publicly declare him as my King. And I am forever indebted, forever grateful to our Lord Jesus Christ for dying for me, for dying for you. It was his love that kept him on the cross. So may we give honor, may we give praise, may we give glory and appreciate what Jesus Christ did for us as we celebrate this Resurrection Day weekend. So I want to thank you for tuning in. Please allow your voice, even if you don't have a large platform as those we've heard from today, still your voice will not return void. So use your voice to proclaim Jesus Christ, proclaim his glory, proclaim him as Lord and King, and that he is coming back again. So please come back and join us next week as we continue to discern the times by viewing life through the lens of the Bible. Until then, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Bless God's great nation of Israel. And to the only wise God be glory through Jesus Christ forever. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Discerning the Times. Please come back and join us next week as we continue to encourage you to view current events through the lens of the Bible. Until next time, remember to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, bless God's great nation of Israel, and seek first the kingdom of God.
Discerning the Times is presented by Blessings to Israel.